the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now you are welcome to join us if you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days. You just call 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, *KTRS should be a free call to get you in here. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town, and they prove it every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge for the ladies. They also play Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. There's no cover charge for the ladies or the men, and there's amazing food. WellHungarians.net is their website, or you can download their app and find out where they are playing. Thanks to the Well Hungarians for sponsoring our show. All right, let's go right to our first contestant. Hello, Cortland.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just trying to get the heck out of this heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Everybody be safe out there.
But I just want to say this right now, because we're at the beginning of the heat and humidity complaint season. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. Not after this past winter.
Yeah, after this winter, I do not want, after all the bitching and moaning everybody was doing, when is this going to be over? And I was one of them, by the way. I'm as guilty as the next guy. I do not want to hear anybody going, oh, it's 85 degrees outside. When is this going to be over? Just remember when it was 8.5 degrees outside. Yeah. Cortland, let's turn on a semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from today. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two is Memorial Day. Category three, not the Indy 500, which will go at the Brickyard in Indianapolis this weekend. We have a category called the Cindy 500. Which one would you like?
I'll say Memorial Day.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. There's a possibility of a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get them all, as long as you don't get less than eight. Because 7 points or less means I have to punish you. But if you do get to 8 points or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by...
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They are located in Florissant and in Cottleville. We also, from Werenberg Theaters...
Werenberg.
Have some movie passes like Million Dollar Arm or Mom's Night Out. Or how about a free bowling party? You can choose the lanes, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. It includes free bowling. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoes, rental for up to 6 persons on one lane.
But that's not all.
No. One large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and then you get all of them for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
That's right. All right, Cortland, you've chosen Memorial Day. We've got the clock set at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At Fort McHenry in Maryland, there's a memorial to the guy who wrote our national anthem. Who was he?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. In what state would you find the Arizona Memorial?
Hawaii.
Yeah, it's at Pearl Harbor. What national memorial honors 4 U.S. presidents simultaneously?
Pass.
In what city would you find the Benjamin Franklin National Memorial?
Philadelphia.
Correct. In what state can you visit the Wright Brothers National Memorial?
North Carolina.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. This is for the clean sweep. Which national memorial honors 4 U.S. presidents simultaneously?
Oh, I'm going to throw out there and say the Washington Memorial. I know it's not it.
You mean the Washington Monument?
That too. Both of them.
Well, that would be for one president.
Yeah.
What if I told you it was a mountain carved into the shape of their
Rushmore?
Heads? Rushmore? Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Hollywood?
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Mount Rushmore. Oh, yeah.
Cortland, you got everything but that three-pointer for 12 points. You're still a winner. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Gail.
Oh, I knew every one of those.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're a winner. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just a housewife waiting for my husband to get home from work. Like to give a shout out to Annie, Margie, John, and Loretta.
Okay, nicely done. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? The Cindy 500 or Who Costs More?
The last one.
Okay. I will tell you, this category is based on a new report from a booking agency called Degi Entertainment. They send this out to colleges and other people who want to hire rock bands, country bands, pop bands, rap acts, whatever. I will tell you that on this list, there are only eight performers who get more than $1 million a show. Those eight people are Taylor Swift, Madonna, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, James Taylor, the Dave Matthews Band, Bruce Springsteen, and I'm shocked that Bon Jovi still gets $1 million or more per show. But what's going to happen here, Gail, is I'm going to name three acts. You tell me who costs more, okay?
Okay. You mean who makes the most?
Who would get the biggest paycheck if they were booked through this booking agency? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Adele, Alanis Morissette, or Alicia Keys?
Adele.
Correct. The Black Eyed Peas, Blake Shelton, or Bob Dylan?
Blake Shelton.
No, the Black Eyed Peas. CeeLo Green, Chris Brown, or Christina Aguilera?
Who was the first one?
CeeLo Green, Chris Brown, Christina Aguilera.
We'll go with Aguilera.
You are correct. How about Kelly Pickler, Kelly Rowland, or Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Kelly Rowland. How about Leanne Rimes, Leanne Womack, or Trisha Yearwood?
Leanne Rimes.
Trisha Yearwood. Trisha Yearwood makes up to $100,000 a gig. Leanne Womack, $80,000. Leanne Rimes, $75,000. Just to go back over some of the other ones here. Kelly Rowland, $100,000. Kelly Pickler and Kenny Rogers, $80,000 each. CeeLo Green makes $150,000. Chris Brown, $400,000. Christina Aguilera makes $500,000. Black Eyed Peas make $500,000, Blake Shelton $400,000, Bob Dylan $300,000, and at the top of the list here of the non-millionaires, Adele, $750,000 if you want to book her for a gig.
Oh my goodness.
Alanis Morissette $150,000, Alicia Keys $500,000.
How can people afford their tickets?
Well, that's the part of the problem. The cost of the acts has gone up so much that a lot of people can't afford their tickets anymore.
Well, then it's all their fault.
Particularly if you don't get them when they first go on sale, and then you got to go on StubHub or find them from some scalper somewhere.
Exactly.
That's why they get them big bucks.
Okay.
Let's see how you did here, Gail.
Do it to me.
You got the one, you got the three. Yeah, that's only 4 points. So I will have to punish you. Here to punish you, it is Memorial Day weekend. We don't have a song about Memorial Day, but we do have a song about memories. Remember that song from Cats, Memories?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it were sung by an Asian woman by the name of Wing?
I was beautiful then.
It's not bad.
I remember.
It's not good.
I mean, she was beautiful then.
I knew what happiness was.
Doing her
best.
That's a way to look at it.
Yeah. Hi, Dan.
Gail, hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, sweetie. I love you.
Thank you very much. All right, Dan, you're going to pick up that other line there for that person who dropped off, and I'm going to go to our next contestant, Steve. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hi, Paul. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody out there a happy Memorial Day, and everybody be safe.
All right. Have you been paying attention? The Cindy 500 or First or Last?
Let's do the Cindy 500.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Which TV show's theme song describes Cindy as the youngest one in curls?
Brady Bunch.
Correct. Which supermodel had a very short film career starting in 1995 when she co-starred with William Baldwin in Fair Game?
Pass.
On the 1970 sitcom Laverne and Shirley, who played Shirley Feeney?
Cindy Williams.
Correct. Who was named Best New Artist at the 1985 Grammy Awards and won a Tony Award recently for composing the score of the Broadway musical Kinky Boots?
Cindy Lauper.
Correct. Who was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most downloaded person in the world in 1999?
Cindy Crawford?
No, Cindy Margolis. We're back to the two-pointer now. Which supermodel had a very short film career starting in 1995 when she co-starred with William Baldwin in Fair Game? I'll give you a hint. You've already said her name.
Cindy Crawford.
That is Cindy Crawford. I'm in a generous mood. Remember? Do you remember Cindy Margolis?
Oh, absolutely.
Ian? This woman was famous for exactly nothing except for the fact that she had taken some pictures of herself in lingerie and sent them out to some modeling agencies, and she started getting gigs, and it was just as the World Wide Web was starting to take off in the late 90s. And in 1 year, she was more famous than any other woman on the planet. And the next year, she wasn't.
Right? Yeah, when people actually downloaded pictures.
Yes.
She was supposed to be the most downloaded woman.
It wasn't videos of her.
No.
It was, and you would, most of the time it was on AOL.
You'd have to download a picture.
And you'd have to wait for the picture to come. It would come in parts as it scrolled down, and you'd look at pictures of Cindy Margolis. Yeah. Steve, let's see how you did. You got everything but Cindy, so Cindy Margolis, and so that means 10 points. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I bring in contestant number 4. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you there? Dan is not there, so we'll bring in another contestant and open up another phone line for contestant 5 right after Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Unemployed, and I'm looking for a part-time job.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I used to match paints for a living, but I was a color matcher, so.
A color matcher? I don't even know what that means.
Physically matched paints, like for the automotive industry, the home furniture industry, stuff like that.
Oh, I see. So somebody would come in with car damage, and they'd say, okay, I need something that's exactly this same color, and you would figure out what that was. And
well, I actually matched them for the manufacturers, for the, you know, the automobile industry.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, good luck finding something. I hope it works out for you. Which category would you like with? Have you been paying attention, or movie in common? I'm sorry, no. That's not a category today. Have you been paying attention, or first or last?
First or last.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show still on the air in 2014 debuted in 1952 with Dave Garraway as the host?
The Today Show.
Correct. Which female singing act performed their last concert as a group at the Frontier Hotel in Vegas in 1970, followed by the lead singer beginning a successful solo career?
I have no idea.
Within 3 years, when did the first Hispanic American go into space?
1984.
It was 86. You get the points. Which controversial new sitcom first debuted on CBS TV in January 1971?
All in the Family.
Correct. Which state elected the country's first black governor, Douglas Wilder, in 1990?
Maryland.
Virginia. What was that female singing act that performed their last show in 1970 and then the lead singer went on to a great solo career?
Lennon Sisters.
The Lennon Sisters is very wrong. The Supremes.
The Supremes.
With Diana Ross out front. Let's see how you did here, Jim. You got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 4. Well, that is squeaking by, my friend. 8 points makes you a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Again, good luck with the job hunt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. There you are. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am just on my way home from work and having to go visit my dad after that. 95 fell last week, broke more or less his tailbone, and he went through surgery, and he's back out and working on the mend.
Well, I hope his recovery is a good one and quick, too.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Category left here is the topical one. Have you been paying attention, Dan?
I'll take that one.
Okay, good choice. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country was Narendra Modi named the prime minister after elections on Tuesday?
India.
Correct. Which car company has now recalled 4 times more cars this year than it sold last year?
GM.
Correct. In which country did voters defeat a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $25 an hour, the highest in the world?
England.
Switzerland. Which animal is supposedly the source of the potentially fatal disease MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome?
Monkey.
Camels.
Okay.
According to astronomers, which planet's giant red spot has shrunk in half over the last 100 years?
Saturn.
Correct answer is Jupiter.
Oh.
And just for future reference, when the question asks about an animal and it's in the Middle East, always say camels.
Okay.
Dan, you got yourself the 1 and the 2, and that's only 3 points. So, yeah, I am going to have to punish you as well. Well, I'm going to let Wing do it the way she always does best.
I can smile at you. I was beautiful then.
By the way, I want to thank a listener by the name of Janet, who emailed me and asked me the other day who was the Asian woman we had doing punishment music singing Material Girl by Madonna. And that made me think, I wrote back to her and told her it was Wing, and that made me think, I bet we can find something else for Wing, and it fit perfectly in here for Memorial Day to have her sing
you.
Memory.
I've been a little busy, so I haven't been paying attention like I should have been.
Well, I hope your dad does well, Dan, and thank you very much for playing.
Yeah, you do a good job. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday right around 5:15 by the Well Hungarian, so you can see this Sunday at the Mount Pleasant Winery in Augusta, Missouri. Boy, what a great weekend. The weather's going to be perfect for going to see these guys playing outside at the Mount Pleasant Winery. You want to know where they're playing all the time? Go to their website, wellhungarians.net, or download the Well Hungarians free app for the iPhone or Android. The Harris Challenge is heard exclusively every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. And online via KTRS.com.